Hello everyone, this is your friends from the safety meeting. This is our first ever safety meeting sports podcast. We are just strictly talking sports on this one. Our trio for this is, it's not going to be no Conrad, it's going to be Johnny McClutchin. Johnny's here with us today. Follow us. We just made a new Twitter account. It's at Safe Capital T Sports on Twitter. Follow us there. Definitely follow us on iTunes. We should be up soon. We'll be up by the time you're listening to it. And hey, producer, it seems like I'm a little high. On the volume.
Just a little, but I think you're alright.
Alright, it just looks a little...
You don't seem too loud.
Okay. Anyway, follow us on Twitter. It's a brand new Twitter. We always do follow backs, of course. If you have listened to it, hashtag safety sports or something. We'll try to get something going trending-wise as that.
And free Josh Gordon.
Free Josh Gordon, yeah. And also, listen to the safety meeting on Fridays. Usually it'll be out by noon or so. Listen to the safety meeting with Conrad and Josh. You can also follow us on Twitter, JoshKite1998 and EastCoastJoe23. If you guys want to email us, do the same as Gmail or as the safety meeting. It's safetymeetingpod3.
Yeah.
At Gmail.
No, it's safety meeting three.
Oh, the safety meeting 3 at Gmail. So, any suggestions or anything, just give us a shout. So, we'll get this party started. Last night, today is Sunday, the, 9th?
Yeah, 10th.
10th. Sunday the 10th, and Tony Stewart has killed a man. You could actually say a child. He's 20 years old, so, he wrecked him into the wall. If you haven't seen the video, World Star Hip Hop that shit immediately, because it is crazy. Like, I'm still undecided whether or not it was on purpose or not. What do you think, Johnny?
After watching it several times,
this morning.
Yes, I would say he put him in the wall on purpose.
Yes,
by the video.
Yeah. So this is, let's break it down for the people that haven't seen it. They're going on a lap, and Tony Stewart's on the inside of this guy, and he puts him into the wall. And that guy wrecks. When Tony Stewart comes back around, the guy's getting out of his car bitching like they do in NASCAR, and Tony Stewart clipped him and ended up killing him. So anyway, first glance.
He didn't clip him. Let's establish that, first of all.
You think he hit him?
Like straight up mob style. I think he did.
I think he was a little bit kind of clipped him, caught a little more than he thought he was going to. Like, instead of catching like maybe his knee or something, he caught like half his body and ran over his head.
Let's point out first off that they're in dirt cars.
It's not NASCAR. Yeah,
it's the winged cars.
Yeah, the winged little fucking
drifting around turns.
Drifting.
I forget what they call them though. There's something they call him.
Yeah.
It's a special name for him. Anyway. But not important.
But he killed this guy. And old morning they were saying that he was going to race today in NASCAR. Well, he withdrew like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Probably from his PR people. So it makes you kind of wonder, did he do it on purpose? I mean, when you watch the video, it kind of seems like he was holding a grudge against... This, you know, they have a thing put up on Twitter already. I mean, the kid was 20 years old. It's pretty insane. Pretty insane.
I think he was trying to intimidate on the lap around when he was on foot.
Right.
I think he was trying to push it close to him, and he hit him.
Got too close.
Yes.
Trying to, you know, hey, I'm the vet here. I know how to race. I win, you know. And like Kate said, when you first show up, if you ain't first, your last. So, that's pretty crazy.
Why do you have a 2001 NASCAR PlayStation?
I'm trying to make sense of that, but it's not a big deal.
Okay. So anyway, we'll move on to the golf tournament.
Yes.
Third round yesterday. Extremely exciting. At one point, there was six players tied at 10 under for the lead. Rory is just swinging the club beautifully. Jason Day swinging the club beautifully. Phil is actually in the hunt, which is nice. I hope he gets something.
I don't.
You don't like Phil?
I like Phil. I'll take it if Rory wants to win.
Yeah, I like Rory.
If Rory's not going to win, I don't really care.
I think he'll win. He's up one going into today. I'll see if anybody goes low today, but it's Sunday. The tens are going to be a tough spot.
Who's the random guy that's up there? His name started with
Schwartzberger. No, it's a Brent Schwarzer or Schwartzberger. It's a weird. It's like he had a very weird accent whenever they interviewed him. But yeah, he's the random guy up there. He was ranked
Austria,
something like that. Yeah. He was ranked 70th in the world coming into this, and they said this year he's only made $48,000 playing golf.
So he's almost, he's probably spent more money playing golf than made.
Yeah. So
definitely on the negative side.
Yeah. But they all have endorsements, so.
Might make his career earnings in this tournament.
Yeah, he will.
Double.
I mean, if he's in the top, what if he stays where he's at and come, you know, ties for second or third? I mean, he's going to get paid like a motherfucker. They pay a lot out for these majors.
Yeah, and then he'll start to get
Weisberger. Brent Weisberger, yep. I knew him.
He'll start to get endorsements and stuff, too, if he cashes.
Oh, absolutely. Like and Ricky Fowler, that's who else I wanted to mention. That kid looked great yesterday, man. He was hitting some great shots.
He just looks like a cholo to me. Why? What's up with him?
I don't know.
Like a Spanish conquistador with that fucking mustache. I don't know. It's weird.
But yeah, he was just swinging good, putting good.
And he's sponsored by Puma, who gives him the most outrageous outfits.
Yeah. He loves it, though. He embraces that shit.
I feel like he likes it.
That is his trademark now, seems like. He'll be wearing orange today.
Yeah.
But
his trademark, bright orange.
Yeah.
Flat bill.
What y'all got coming out of this pack right here?
Anybody? So we got Rory, Weisenberger, Fowler. I don't think that's everybody. Oh. I thought there was more people at 12 under after yesterday.
That is the leaderboard.
Oh, Rory right took off on him.
So 13 under Rory, Weisenberger 12, Fowler at 11, Mickelson, and Jason Day at 10. And then you have Ryan Palmer, who's swinging the club good. Henrik Stenson's good. All at 9 under.
Louis Oosthuizen.
He would have, I mean, he's down five shots, man. Rory would have to come back to him for, like, after five shots, it's rough, man. When it's in the pros, you can't, it's hard to come back from that. He's either going to have a great day and Rory have an off day, or.
It says the purse is $10 million.
How much does the winner take? Do you think of that just out of your expertise?
No, I'm not really sure how much the purse would be, but it would probably be.
$2 million?
Probably.
1.5, $2 million.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say.
It has to be something like that.
Yeah, it can't be more than that.
Pretty good chunk of change.
I'll take it.
All those guys that tie, like, for second and stuff, you gotta have the money for it. Cause
what's the purse on the Masters then if the PGA Championship is worth
about the same?
They're all, yeah.
Wow.
But they're the most, they're the highest paying too.
Right. Like if you're playing Bridgestone, I'm sure
if you make the cut, you make money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You'll win some sort of money.
Huh. That makes sense now, huh?
Yeah, makes more sense.
Yeah, that's kind of how that works.
I would say it's a two-man race.
And they have to pay to get in, right, to the tournament.
Unless you're exempt, you win. Or if you win your last tournament,
sponsors usually pay for that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Most of the time, they don't obviously have to pay, but yeah, sponsors, that kind of thing. But Rory, back to Rory. Yesterday, on probably 14, 15, 16, hit some of the most beautiful drives I've ever seen right down the middle. Hitting them like 320, 330. Just crushing the ball. It's incredible, dude. Watching him swing, it's so good. You watch it, didn't you?
I watched some of it.
Rory's
not
on
a lot.
He doesn't even have to have a good putter because he just sticks it every time.
I watched the last four holes both ways for pretty much the whole leaderboard until the Lions game came on.
But yeah, go Rory. I hope he keeps this run going, wins everything, and I'd like to see basically him be the new Tiger.
I'll root for the Spanish conquistador Ricky Fowler.
I like Fowler too, though. Oh, okay, let's take our picks for this. So, Johnny, you going Rory?
Rory at 17 under.
Rory at 17 for the win.
Giving us a score and everything.
17 under, that would make him 4 under for the day, so that he'd shoot like about 67. It's about average what he's been shooting.
For the Sunday, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, because the pins are always the toughest on Sundays in most cases. Okay, I'll give you my hopeful first. My hope that who wins is Phil. Because I want the lefty to get another one.
Ugh.
But if I have to pick right now who I think's going to win, I'll probably go Fowler.
That's who I'm taking.
Yeah. Because his swing just looked so good yesterday. As long as he's putting, he's good.
And it's not raining out now, so I'll just stay well for a little bit longer. Hopefully they'll be able to get a nice round of golf in.
Even if it goes to tomorrow, who cares? I always try to get tickets.
Can't take off all the work to go watch people play.
Fowler is young, right?
Yeah,
he's pretty young. I think that's going to get to it.
Yeah, see, that's
he's been playing long enough, though. He's 4 or 5 years in, probably.
Yeah, but I look at this list of guys, and Oosthuizen, Stricker,
Stinson,
Day. I could see Fowler slipping out of the top five.
You're right.
This final round.
He could, absolutely. And so could Phil.
So y'all think he's going to break through and get that first major?
Yeah, I'd like to see that. You always like to see someone get their first major, man.
I wouldn't mind it.
You know? Like, it's cool to see Rory, like, you know, win three in a row or whatever, but also it's cool to see other guys win.
Don't see too many good golfers wearing flat bills.
That's true.
I'll take it.
Fowler's good, though, so you can't
deny that. Really hurt him up.
And another thing I want to talk about this golf tournament is Tiger. What do you guys think? What's your take?
I'm going to start calling him Eldrick. You have to be good to have a nickname.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. And Johnny, what do you think? What do you think you should do going forward?
Take a break.
That's what a lot of people
right now till January.
Until he starts. Until they play.
His year's over.
Yeah.
These tournaments coming up are going to be pointless to him. I'm sure he's not making the run for the cup or whatever it is.
Yeah. He's not going to be in the Ryder Cup either. There's no way they'll pick him.
So there you go. Take the rest of the year off.
Yep, skip. I guess. Is there one more major or is this the last one?
They wouldn't pick him? You don't think he'd get picked for the Ryder Cup?
No.
Not the way he's playing this year.
Dude, Tom Watson already said I wouldn't pick him right now.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like his name alone
gets
a lot of people would put him in.
Did he play last year?
Yeah, he played in the Ryder Cup last year.
Okay.
He didn't do good, though.
Did it 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
22 years.
Yeah, he didn't do good, though.
No?
I mean, USA won.
Because J.P. Holmes.
Yeah, right.
What was he?
In,
what?
6 points?
Big Weekly.
Yeah.
I remember him playing good in that, too. Anyway, just saying, Tiger won't be picked this year, for sure. If I was Tom Watson, I wouldn't pick Tiger. I'd be picking.
And Rory has obviously taken over the reins. Nike's poster child as well.
Taking
everything from Tiger.
Well, Tiger kind of fucked that up for himself.
Yeah.
He did. Well, him and his wife, you can't blame it all on him, but. His wife should have known he was getting bitches all on the side, man. Like,
let him get some booty.
And he was playing so good when he was getting booty. He wasn't even thinking about nothing but, like, later I'm going to get booty. It's the better I play, quicker this will go.
Yeah.
The world in the palm of his hand.
Dude, in the palm. Since he was fucking 18 when he won his first Masters, he was fucking that crazy Master, 2001, maybe, where he just went off and beat, he won by like 10 or 9 strokes or something.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. His swing was so compact and simple then, and now it's just all big and wide and so different.
I agree. His swing is all over the place.
It is.
I feel it's mainly mental. He does not have a mental edge over nobody.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have that killer instinct anymore like he did. Like, before it was like, I'm going to go out there, and every hole I'm going to fucking birdie. Like, that was his mentality, you know. Now it's like, go out there, let's try to hit the ball good, you know. Cause he's not hitting his driver good at all. He's been off with the driver. Everything's right, and a hook left, which is normal if you're gonna be struggling. But yeah, so he has 4 to tie Jack Majors. He's 35, right? 36, 35.
Getting up there.
Yeah, he's 35. Okay. Will he do it?
Possible?
No.
But
I doubt it.
He wasted that window.
I think he gets one more at the most.
One more at the most?
One more.
Tom Watson got one when he was fucking old.
25.
Tom Watson's also playing better than Tiger Woods right now.
Yeah, I agree, but at the same time, Tiger, once he's healthy, I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be right back up there. I don't think he'll be dominant ever again, but I think he can win some tournaments, that's for sure.
Some good youngsters in golf right now.
Oh, absolutely. It is a very fair game. If there's a fair game, this is the fairest game there is, because it's all on the individual. There's rules, obviously, but there's no fouls that can be called. There's no way to manipulate this other than the actual person playing manipulating it, which would never happen unless they got paid ridiculous, you know, like, it's just crazy.
A lot of money to rig a golf tournament.
Yeah, it would take, you'd do so much money, would have to pass the hands.
Yeah,
and so many people would have to agree to shit. Yeah, that's why so much money would have to pass hands.
That's your Super Bowl.
Yeah, right?
I bet you that was crazy.
How much money was lost? And
well, you would think everybody would have been betting on the Broncos, right?
Yes.
You would think their offense is unstoppable.
But you got it. I don't understand how.
As soon as he fumbled that first snap or whatever. Just fucking in the shitter after that. That was one of the craziest Super Bowls ever. That's the last Super Bowl I can't remember one really that I haven't really, that hasn't been a good game recently. But that one was a dog shit game.
That was a dog shit game.
Giants Baltimore was the last blowout. That was over 13 years ago.
And then didn't the Buccaneers blow up on theirs too?
That
they
was
played?
14 years ago.
So those two were back to back, but they were bad.
Yes.
Man, what if this year's is bad? I'd be sad.
If the Seahawks get there, it could happen.
Oh, that's
true. The defense is on another level.
Yeah.
And I heard the 49ers lost a whole bunch.
Well, they get in trouble, too.
Well, yeah, but they lost Whitner, Alden Smith, Bowman's not playing right.
Like the whole season?
That injury in the playoffs last year was no joke.
Yes, I don't remember.
He might be out the whole season. I can see it.
Was his knee, didn't it buckle a certain way?
Sideways.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Maybe even went backwards.
Ooh. I guess we'll go ahead and transition into football.
We led that.
We can do that. Today we're going to break down the AFC North and the NFC North.
You want to read the scores from this weekend?
Okay, I can do that.
we got any interesting ones?
Well, yep. Johnny, actually I'll let you do this since this is your piece of paper. But I'll let you, you know, talk about, you have notes there, so.
Yeah, there's some key games, stuff to watch that's interesting. like Redskins New England. I doubt that was anything. Redskins won 23-6.
Yeah.
Tom Brady didn't play.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't. Did RG3 play?
Yeah.
Got some rips in. Cousins looked magnificent. Probably should be the starter. But I guess you drafted RG3 for a reason. Obviously.
Wow. Cousins was 9 of 13 for 103 and a touchdown.
Nice.
With a backup squad.
This is true. Maybe Cousins will be somewhere else next year, like Hoyer is.
Did Mallett not even play in this?
Yeah,
for the Patriots?
I think he did.
They set in their backup quarterback, too?
Yeah, yeah. It was 5 of 12.
Wow.
It's almost Jimmy perfect. Garoppolo, isn't that the dude they drafted this year?
No idea.
Pretty sure. Whoa. Anyways, continue.
Not the biggest New England fan. My Colts lost to the Jets 10-13. Mike Vick or Geno Smith?
Geno Smith.
I haven't seen him play, but just based on experience, I would go Mike Vick.
He looked better in this game.
Who?
Mike Vick.
Yeah.
Better than Geno Smith.
Mike Vick was good until he went to prison.
Geno Smith needs another year or two of sitting.
He had to play last year. Might as well just keep it rolling.
I don't know if that's what you want to do if you're the Jets when you
finally got some
shit on your team that could maybe get you some wins. I don't know, man. I like Vick. Plus, he can kind of run still.
They have some serious running back battles going on.
Oh, the Jets.
Yes.
Yeah. Bilal Chris Powell, Chris Ivory, and Chris Johnson.
All got out of time on Friday. Thursday, I believe it was.
And then the first quarter, they all got work, too. We're fucked up.
The Jets. Also had a battle of the hardballs on Thursday. San Francisco and the Ravens.
What was the score of that?
Ravens win again.
23-3.
Wow.
Did you shit your pants?
Hauska. Probably not Hauska Tucker.
Wow.
Tucker.
Preseason or not, Baltimore ran the ball for over 200 yards in that game.
I might take Justin Tucker in my fantasy league like 6 rounds.
Get off Justin Tucker.
Dude, he beat me. I was up 20 points in the game last year.
I don't hear childhood stories.
Childhood was last year.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. Fuck Justin Tucker and the Ravens. See here, it says in the Ravens game that Ray Rice carried it 3 times for 17 yards.
That's not bad.
I know.
It's pretty sad. Don't carry you while he can.
It's amazing. He got
all the carries.
I was going to say
that. Tyler Pierce with 10.
10 carries?
Wow, look at that.
Talia Farrow, 13.
They ran 8 backs.
More like, yeah, you're right. 8.
Damn.
Wow.
So who knows who's going to win for them? Probably Pierce, if I had to take a guess.
How about that, Liz? Carlos Hyde for San Francisco. He's going to take over for Frank Gore sooner or later. Probably sooner than later.
You think?
You know, he looked pretty good. Stout boy for a rookie. Out of Ohio State.
What's his name?
Fuck him.
Carlos Hyde. Rematch from last year's Super Bowl. Broncos Seahawks this weekend.
That'll be exciting.
Oh, already happened.
This past weekend. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I missed that.
Didn't even hear about it.
No.
Peyton looked magnificent.
For one drive.
9 of 11.
Russell Wilson.
70 or so yards for a touchdown.
I mean, last year he had 7 touchdowns in the first game, so really that doesn't surprise me at all.
I would have to agree.
Went straight down the field.
But the ball didn't play.
No, he didn't get the touchdown. It was Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler.
Did
did Sherman play on defense? I'm sure we can look it up.
Yeah.
Yep. An assisted tackle.
One drive.
The stats they have nowadays.
Let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks quarterbacks for just a second, though. Okay. Russell Wilson, Tavares Jackson, and Terrell Pryor.
Common denominators.
What are you trying to say?
They like a scrambling quarterback.
I thought that was a racist thing.
No.
I just think that's funny. I mean, two of those aren't going to work out regardless.
They all have good stats by this.
If Russell Wilson doesn't work out, you're kind of fucked. Yeah, right. Terrell Pryor ran the ball seven times.
I disagree with your last statement.
What?
Russell Wilson is good, but it's a system thing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I think any one of those guys could lead them to the playoffs just based on the system.
Okay. I don't think if you really think Tavares Jackson can lead the Seahawks to the playoffs, I think you're smoking rocks.
I do too. I think Pryor could.
I think he could get them to the playoffs, but I don't see him winning one game. You have to have a quarterback when it's the playoffs.
Russell Wilson Jung, he's going to have to show me some more.
He won a Super Bowl.
With a great system. Look at that defense. They shut down Peyton Manning.
I know, but how many points did they score?
Apparently.
Good point, but at the same time.
I mean, it's not like they're not.
The Broncos didn't stop anybody all season. They just outscored everyone.
Yeah, well, not the Seahawks.
I think any one of those guys in that system could do good things.
I don't think Tavares Jackson could. I think Terrell Pryor could be okay, but I don't think Tavares Jackson. He's washed up. He's just Tavares
Jackson. The only point is, you hand the ball to Beast Mode.
Yeah.
The whole game.
Yeah. Especially when you got the lead.
Teams are committing 9 guys to the run. It's not that hard to play action into a pass when you're 4-on-3 in the secondary.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Well,
I think these guys could do good things.
Well, any team with a good running back should do that. Pound it up the middle. Pound it, pound it, pound it.
But there's only one Marshawn Lynch.
I understand that. Besides, like, AP.
But he's more elusive.
I know.
You get Beast Mode going forward, that's 5 yards every time almost.
Yeah.
With 3 defenders on his back.
He is just Beast Mode, for real. Just straight up Beast Mode. It's pretty insane.
But Russell Wilson is great. Hope he continues good things.
So, from Russell Wilson's nuts to what? What do we got next on your list?
Cowboys got smoked by 20. 7-27.
Looking at another 8-8 season.
We'll talk about that another time.
Wow, we're talking, we're breaking. Oh, well, yeah, that's a.
Go, Chargers, go. Sorry.
Goal Chargers.
How Philip Rivers do in his one drive? Did he play?
No.
He did.
Oh, he did?
4 for 4, 61 yards.
Ooh, I like it. I think he's a sneaky guy to have on fantasy, too.
Yeah, 3 backs. Ryan Matthews, Donald Brown, and Danny Woodhead.
Ooh. Donald Brown fumbled on the goal line.
Ooh.
Tried to dive over the line.
I feel like Ryan Matthews fumbled, too, but maybe I'm wrong. Oh. Yep, Ryan Matthews lost a fumble.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So was it him diving over?
Him. Yeah, it was him, not Donald Brown.
We were watching that, weren't we?
No.
Got us all confused. We watched highlights of that game.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Next game.
Over the Cowboys already?
Chargers.
I don't have anything to say about the Cowboys.
Yeah. Until Tony Romo is your
mediocrity will not be part of this podcast.
Coming for that division this year. Teddy Bridgewater's debut.
Well, no one saw it.
Yeah, it didn't look that spectacular.
6-10. It was a yawner.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
It's like you're Louisville football.
Let's see how he did real quick.
already did. I looked it up, but it wasn't that impressive.
It wasn't like nothing even to remember?
No. It was like 6 of 10 for 40 yards or something.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
6 of 13 for 49 yards. My bad.
Oh, you did a little better than you thought. No touchdowns, no picks.
Right. How about your Lions? 13 to 12? Johnny football?
I just want to say that if our defense plays that bad all year, we will be 4 and 12.
Again.
I know it's early. Fuck you. We won 6 games last year.
I'm talking with you, bro.
But that defense I saw last night was bad.
Your defense was pretty
bad. No Sue, obviously.
Were you guys second or third last year in defense? Or
in the run, we were. Passing, I don't think we've been better than 30th in the league as long as I can remember.
Yeah, because our Dallas was terrible, the worst last year, like, by a lot.
Worst ever.
Yeah. 415 yards total, average giving up. Crazy.
That's the only thing I think our team lacks right now, because they have a pretty good offensive line. We have good position players now. We just don't have any secondary or a linebacking core.
Yeah.
If Tolik and Levy, but we need another one.
And this is part of our NFC North.
We'll get into that more, so just keep moving.
All right.
Johnny Football. At first, I said Hoyer would be starter week one. Watched the game last night. I can't disagree with myself anymore. Johnny Football will start week one.
You really think so?
Yes, I don't see how he won't.
Weird. I guess he was throwing to Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey as well. But, goddamn, he looked good last year. He just launching him up to those guys.
Hoyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Gordon made him look good.
Oh, Josh Gordon. He wasn't for the Bears. Who's the Bears backup that came in?
Are you thinking of McCown?
Yes.
McCown. We're not there yet.
I was... Yeah, my bad. I got Hoyer and McCown mixed up.
They are kind of the same player.
Yeah, that, you know.
Did you see any of this game? What did you think with Johnny Manziel?
I mean...
I didn't really see
he's more
comments.
Exciting than Brian Hoyer. No shit, but...
He looked better in the game than...
But it what depends on what your definition of better is.
All Hoyer was doing was handing it to Tate, who looked phenomenal.
Maybe that's all he needed to do.
Fantasy steal, by the way.
He won't be a steal, so I'm going to take him, really.
I think he's around the 40 range right now, and I just think he can go second round, and I wouldn't be shocked.
That Terrence West guy wasn't bad. Their backup behind Ben Tate.
Littler guy.
Yeah, but he's buff.
Bowling ball.
Well, every player in the NFL is buff.
Good point.
Except for the kickers.
Except for Peyton, man. Yeah, kickers. Some of the kickers. Justin Tucker is the best kicker in the league for sure, though.
No.
What?
Prater.
Dude.
64 yards.
I understand how far, but what's his name? Tucker missed 5 field goals last year.
Hauschka.
Yeah.
When the list goes on, there's some good one.
Tucker's
there's also some bad ones.
Yeah.
We're talking about kickers.
Yeah.
Crosby's pretty bad.
He was awesome for a long time, and then the last...
He almost paid him something he didn't deserve. I don't know.
I mean, he looked good for a long time.
Speaking of Green Bay, you all lost yesterday.
Yep.
16-20 in the rain.
Starks had a touchdown, which looks good for Eddie Lacy being, you know, injury prone.
Yes.
So, I've always liked Starks. Had him on the fantasy team last year for a bit. But Green Bay, man, I look for them to win the division, honestly.
Wow.
We have so much on offense. We picked up Julius Peppers on defense. Our defense only can get better. We weren't that good last year. But with Clay Matthews healthy... Pepper's healthy. Everybody's healthy. We signed Sam Shields to a new contract. What? You don't like Sam Shields?
No. Continue.
Anyway, I just want
Let's go ahead.
Let's hear your whole starting lineup.
Go ahead. No, let's just go ahead and talk about the division then.
Okay.
What's your order and placement of finish?
Well, as of right now, and based on last season, also, Vikings are obviously last.
Agreed.
I like
agreed.
AP.
That's agreed across the board.
Now, this is where it gets sketchy, because I'm biased to Green Bay, plus they've been winning, so I'm going to go Green Bay 1, Vikings 4. Now, this 2-3 spot is a hard one, because Detroit has so much talent on their fucking team, but no defense, and I feel like that's how the Bears are going to be this year, except they're going to have a little bit better defense. But they did get rid of Peppers to us, so
they got Jared Allen.
They did get Jared. Fuck, I never. Yeah, so I'm going to have to go Chicago 2, Detroit 3, and yeah, I have to. That's how I have to do it.
Josh, you got winning the division.
I'll take the Bears winning the division.
I hate
two team race.
Yeah,
it is.
But the Lions can come out and shock everybody.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. They could. They have so much talent that they could come out and win it all if they fucking put their shit together. But the Calvin dude, and now they got that other rookie, right?
Wide receiver. Oh, Ebron and
Ebron.
Golden Tate.
Yep. We'll see.
It could get crazy.
It could, but it won't.
No, you'll find a way to lose some games, about 3 or 4 of them.
Right off the rip, too.
I know, y'all always lose early.
Monday night.
I guess I would pick Green Bay, as much as I hate to say it.
So I'm the only one picking the Bears?
Yes, I think they will be close behind. And Lions third.
Yep, so it's in the agreement. The only ones we have switched around are
two and three.
You guys have the Packers.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But
it's hard.
I think it's hard if Aaron Rodgers goes down. I'm not saying he will, but if and when he does, you all are in trouble.
No shit. We saw that last year.
Yeah.
Tolson cannot throw the ball.
I'm hoping that, for your sake, your line's better than it was last year.
That's
all I'm
saying. Oh, weakness, yeah. And last year,
big weakness.
Guess who injured Rodgers last year? Julius Peppers.
Wow.
Like, pick that guy up. God, I bet Rodgers like gonna start throwing footballs in the back of his head during practice and shit. You fucking asshole.
Scott Tolzien.
Dude, terrible. Terrible. He is not our new Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers was the new Brett Favre. He is not.
At least you have Matt Flynn back.
Yeah, I would rather have Flynn, but God.
What?
And then Tolzien?
Matt Flynn just did a tour between like two or three teams right there right after Green Bay just got paid fat, never saw a snap, and came back to Green Bay.
Oh, I would rather have him than Tolzien.
Like, no shit, him throwing 6 touchdown passes in one game just did so much for his entire life.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It was against us, so yeah, no. It's terrible. Like, you proved nothing.
Is that a Green Bay record? Started one
game. I would imagine, right? Yeah, one game, but I'm sure the 6 touchdown passes is up there on the list.
Yeah.
No, how many games did he start in
Green Bay?
Two, maybe. Well, he played last year on Thanksgiving.
Was it Flynn that played? Or
yeah.
Oh, it was.
It was Flynn.
He was already back with him?
Yeah. That's why I played him. I played him in fantasy because I was like, last year he threw 6 touchdowns on me. Like, I'll play him. Because we went to the game and everything. Yeah, it was fun.
It was a real barn burner.
45-10. Do we score 10?
I think the worst Thanksgiving Day game to go to in 10 years.
Moving on to the AFC North.
Good division.
Honestly not.
What's good about it?
Yeah.
The Colts win it every year. Besides the year they let the Texans win it because they wanted to go 2-14 and get Andrew Luck.
Well, the AFC North is not that division.
That's not?
No.
Oh, I thought that was Andrew Luck's division.
No.
Bengals.
Is that the Bengals?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Bengals, Steelers, Ravens, Browns.
So that's the South, huh?
That's
so Browns
are in the Colts division.
Nope.
We'll go to Johnny.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Got it mixed up.
Alright, this division.
It's hard hitting.
Well, Steelers, Ravens is always just crazy. I mean, Bengals no matter what. Bengals are coming up. I like AJ Green. I do not like the extension that red-headed motherfucker just got.
Whoa.
What?
You calling out all gingers?
I'm about just that one.
It's pretty crazy.
114 mil.
It's crazy.
For a backup QB.
How much did Joe Flacco get?
Yeah, but Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
I don't care.
Andy Dalton's 0-3 in the playoffs.
Yeah. Only thing that makes him is his wide receiver.
Won a Super Bowl. Yeah, but give him $150 million.
Trent Dilfer had like one of the best defenses ever, though.
Joe Flacco didn't have a great defense. That's a good Ravens defense.
Yeah, it was
just
last year. Yeah.
So they make a miracle run.
Yeah,
miracle.
That defense was sick that playoffs.
Yeah, that's what. Well,
I agree. But
Ed Reed and Ray Lewis. It was their final hurrah. Ray Lewis had said he was retiring after the season. I mean, they were going hard.
Ray Lewis in his prime versus Ray Lewis at 40.
Yeah.
Still, that's the difference.
He wasn't fast.
Teams.
Yeah.
There wasn't much difference whenever you watched him on the field. Age was the only difference.
Yeah. Slowness.
No. He still performed.
Slow still. Anyway. It doesn't matter. He doesn't play anymore. So, it doesn't matter. Anyway. God.
Your definition of slow is retarded.
Well, what started all this was me saying that the only thing that made Andy Dalton his money is AJ Green, who can catch anything. Give him a good quarterback, he would be a fucking fantasy guy. He'd go number one. Give him to Green Bay. See what fucking happens.
So that division probably has the three highest overpaid quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, Flacco.
Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
But didn't Roethlisberger get paid after he won
two Super Bowls?
Get off the Super Bowl.
That's huge,
Jesus,
man.
Jesus Christ.
That's so huge. You can't overlook that.
Oh, he just won the Super Bowl. That's it.
And again, Pittsburgh. Two Super Bowls led by great defense.
Yeah, I agree. But it's a team effort, dude, no matter what.
Roethlisberger, the lowest QB rating in Super Bowl history from a winning quarterback. It was like 15.3.
But it makes both.
That's pretty,
yes. So, cha-ching. Get out of here with that.
Who are you picking?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, they're all mediocre teams.
Well, I'll take the Steelers. Followed by the Bengals. And then the Ravens and Browns.
I'm going Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns.
The Bengals will win the division.
That's what I said too.
I don't really care what happens after that. Browns last.
And then Steelers, Ravens.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'd go Ravens. It'd be decent. So, yeah, that's.
Can't have too bad.
AFC North right. Picks.
But
on
no, the team could be done. No Ed Reed, no Ray Lewis, no team leader, but they got Steve Smith.
Terrell Suggs.
So he can bring that team together.
Yep, with Torrey
Suggs still.
With Torrey Smith on the side. Elvis Duvernay. Ugh, Doomerville.
Helodinata.
Sounds like a retirement over.
And a couple new guys that
one of our good friends is a Ravens fan, you know what I'm talking about. he was talking about all kinds of rookies. He was like, they were looking good and these workouts and stuff, and he reads blogs on the Ravens like every single day.
It's dedication.
Yeah, dude, he is a full-on Ravens fan. That's for sure. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Any more topics you guys want to talk about? Any bold predictions?
Not from those divisions. What,
from those divisions?
Yeah.
No. None.
I got a bold prediction. The Packers will win the division and the Super Bowl.
Oh, is that your true, unbiased opinion?
That's my true, unbiased, bold prediction. It's a bold one. Why you don't think that's a... I mean, they could obviously
you
do
can
that.
See how far behind you all are from winning the Super Bowl week one. It's going to be an early preview for you.
But don't they play on Thursday, too?
At Seattle,
first game of the year.
Yeah. You can get a hot preview right there. Yeah. If that prediction is possible.
Have fun with that.
It's going to work, then. Randall Cobb all night.
That's okay.
Did
you see what happened to Paul George? Because that's kind of what happened to Sam Rogers.
Oh my god, dude.
It could...
Podcast over. Fuck you guys.
Let me check out our
fucking bullshit.
Put that on him. That's like Derrick Rose. The same thing you do with him. Oh, when he comes back, we'll probably get hurt again. No, what happened 20 fucking games later? He gets fucking his other ACL.
It wasn't 20, man. It was like 6.
No, it was like 15. It was like 15.
He didn't play 20.
Yeah. Damn. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter.
He was out by Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Cocksucking motherfucking.
Stay for 3 weeks.
Hope Calvin Johnson breaks his fucking ankles.
Alright, we'll see.
We wish no injuries on any athletes.
Oh, really? Because we were just wishing it. Until I said Calvin, you're like, ah. Aaron Rodgers, though, yeah, that's cool. Man, that's fucked up.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm wearing my Brett Favre jersey, the authentic one, too. First time I've wore it right now. Just so you guys know, for our first football podcast.
So you had multiple Brett Favre jerseys in your room?
3. This authentic one, one that's cheap, and then my signed authentic one. It's in the case. I don't wear that, obviously.
Dedication.
But fun.
Alright.
We'll take you home. Alright, follow us at Safety Sports. Safe capital T Sports on Twitter. Josh Kite 1988, Joe East Coast Joe 23, and Twitter with Gianni. Thank you again for being on. We'll see you next Sunday. We'll talk about, we'll go with the NFC and AFC East teams. So we'll see you guys next week, and thanks for listening. Come on.